Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the digital battlegrounds of gaming. First up, we're exploring how Riot Games is fighting the war against video game hackers. Let's see what they're doing to keep the playing field fair.
Riot Games is ramping up its efforts to combat hackers in its games. The company is focusing on enhancing its security measures to protect its player base and ensure fair play. They've been implementing anti-cheat systems that operate at the kernel level, granting them the highest privileges in the operating system to monitor and neutralize cheating software.
That's quite a technical leap. So, how exactly does this kernel-level monitoring work, and why is it considered controversial?
Kernel-level monitoring allows the anti-cheat system to access all parts of the operating system, providing a comprehensive view to detect and eliminate cheats. However, this level of access raises privacy concerns, as it could potentially monitor everything on a player's computer. Despite these concerns, it's a necessary step to counteract the sophisticated cheats that have become a lucrative business.
This reminds me of the ongoing battle between privacy and security. With gaming becoming a professional arena, how does this impact the industry?
The impact is significant. As competitive gaming grows, maintaining integrity is crucial. Developers are investing more in anti-cheat technologies to ensure fair competition. This move by Riot Games reflects a broader industry trend towards prioritizing security, even at the cost of potential privacy trade-offs.
Speaking of gaming, let's shift gears to a fascinating AI achievement. Google's Gemini has beaten Pokemon Blue, marking a new milestone in AI capabilities.
Google's Gemini AI has successfully completed Pokemon Blue, a classic game from nearly 3 decades ago. This achievement was celebrated by Google CEO Sundar Pichai, who noted the milestone on X. The AI was guided by Joel Z, a software engineer unaffiliated with Google, yet the project received enthusiastic support from Google's AI team.
That's impressive. But why Pokemon Blue, and what does this say about AI's current capabilities?
Pokemon Blue presents a complex set of challenges, requiring strategic planning and decision-making, which are ideal for testing AI's problem-solving abilities. This success demonstrates not just AI's growing proficiency in gaming, but also its potential in broader applications, from entertainment to strategic planning in various fields.
I can't help but wonder how this will affect AI development in gaming. Now let's switch to the corporate world, where Apple has made headlines by deciding not to raise prices just yet.
In a recent earnings call, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced that despite paying $900 million in tariffs last quarter, the company won't be raising prices for now. This decision comes as a relief to consumers amid economic challenges.
Interesting decision, especially with the economic pressures. How does this align with Apple's broader strategy?
Apple's strategy seems focused on maintaining consumer trust and market share during turbulent times. By holding off on price increases, they aim to keep their products accessible, which could help sustain sales volume and brand loyalty in the long run.
Here's what fascinates me: balancing economic pressures while maintaining customer loyalty. Moving on, Warren Buffett has announced his retirement from Berkshire Hathaway, a monumental shift for the company.
Warren Buffett, the legendary investor, has announced he will step down as CEO of Berkshire Hathaway at the end of 2025, with Greg Abel set to take his place. Buffett, at 94, plans to remain involved in some capacity, but this marks a significant transition for the company.
Buffett stepping down is huge news. What does this mean for Berkshire Hathaway and its future?
This transition is pivotal. Abel has been groomed for this role, and his leadership will likely bring continuity, but also potential shifts in strategy. Buffett's legacy in value investing and his cautious approach to tech investments will be a hard act to follow, yet Abel's familiarity with Berkshire's operations positions him well for the challenge.
It's the end of an era, but also the start of a new chapter. Meanwhile, Temu is making waves by stopping shipments from China to the U.S.
Temu has halted shipping products from China to the U.S. due to increased tariffs and regulatory challenges. The company is now focusing on products available in U.S. warehouses and is actively recruiting local sellers to adapt to the new trade environment.
That's a strategic pivot. How are these changes affecting Temu's business model and customer base?
This shift is significant for Temu's model, which relied heavily on Chinese imports. By focusing on local inventory, Temu aims to mitigate tariff impacts and maintain competitive pricing. This change could strengthen local supply chains and improve delivery times, potentially enhancing customer satisfaction.
Adapting to regulatory changes is never easy, but it seems Temu is finding a way. Finally, back to Warren Buffett's retirement, let's delve into the broader implications of this leadership change.
Buffett's retirement marks a major transition, not just for Berkshire Hathaway, but for the investment world. His departure may lead to shifts in investment strategies and influence market dynamics, particularly in sectors where Berkshire has significant holdings.
It's a momentous shift indeed. And with that, we wrap up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to our deep dive into the latest tech and industry news. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the pulse of technology.